What's up, guys? I'm Mr. Teacher Paulo e essa é a segunda parte do nosso vídeo sobre inglês da vida real no hospital. No vídeo número 1, você aprendeu a utilizar o inglês em uma situação que você precisa ligar para o 911. Nessa parte 2, nós vamos ter a continuação, quando o menino é levado para o hospital e o primeiro atendimento no emergency room, na sala de emergência. Nessa aula de hoje, nós utilizaremos mais uma vez a técnica MR e a técnica MTP. Então já prepare o seu celular, deixe do lado e grave a sua pronúncia para que depois você compare ela com a minha. Não se esqueça também de ir para algum local onde você tenha total atenção nessa aula, porque isso é muito importante. Então agora vamos para essa situação real. Pegue o seu lápis, a sua caneta e o seu caderno e preste bastante atenção.
All right then, how are we doing today?
We are very worried, to be honest.
So, what's the matter?
My son fainted and has a severe bloody nose.
Have you taken his temperature?
No, we came to the hospital as soon as we could.
I see. Let me take a look. I'm going to measure his blood pressure and take his temp. All right, buddy. We're gonna get you feeling better in no time. I'm gonna have you stick your tongue out and up like this, so I can take your temperature, okay? Anything else you can tell me about what's going on?
Well, he had a rough day. I said he has diarrhea, an upset stomach, and felt like vomiting.
Looks like we got a high fever, with a temperature of about 101.
Oh dear.
Let's check your blood pressure. Arm out in front of you, please. There we go. Okay, yep. We have 89 over 60. This is definitely low. Not normal.
Doctor, what is the typical blood pressure for a child that's 8-year-old.
For a kid of his age, usually numbers should be about 120 over 80. So we need to bring this up a bit. Any other symptoms? Blurry vision, dizziness, weakness in the body, or shortness of breath?
He did faint earlier, so he was lightheaded and dizzy. And I also mentioned he felt sick to his stomach and threw up, right?
All right, let's check one more thing. I'm gonna listen to your breath, okay? This might be a little cold on your back. Deep breath in. And out. Again, big breath inward and outward. One more time. Huge inhale and exhale. There we go. Everything sounds normal.
Oh, what a relief.
It doesn't look like we have any serious problem here. Just make sure he's eating regular, consistent small meals several times a day. Having a stable schedule of snacks to munch on is helpful. Also, remember, add more salt to foods if necessary, and remind him to always drink plenty of water.
Thanks, doctor. We are really grateful for your help.
If the fever stays high, 102 or higher, I'd like you to come back in to see me, okay?
Will do. Thanks again.
Muito bom, agora você já viu com a legenda em português, então você já entende todo o contexto. Esse é o momento onde você vai ver com a legenda em inglês e perceber que a pronúncia nem sempre é a mesma da escrita.
All right then, how are we doing today?
We are very worried, to be honest.
So, what's the matter?
My son fainted and has a severe bloody nose.
Have you taken his temperature?
No, we came to the hospital as soon as we could.
I see. Let me take a look. I'm going to measure his blood pressure and take his temp. All right, buddy. We're gonna get you feeling better in no time. I'm gonna have you stick your tongue out and up like this, so I can take your temperature, okay? Anything else you can tell me about what's going on?
Well, he had a rough day. I said he has diarrhea, an upset stomach, and felt like vomiting.
Looks like we got a high fever, with a temperature of about 101.
Oh dear.
Let's check your blood pressure. Arm out in front of you, please. There we go. Okay, yep. We have 89 over 60. This is definitely low. Not normal.
Doctor, what is the typical blood pressure for a child that's 8-year-old.
For a kid of his age, usually numbers should be about 120 over 80. So we need to bring this up a bit. Any other symptoms? Blurry vision, dizziness, weakness in the body, or shortness of breath?
He did faint earlier, so he was lightheaded and dizzy. And I also mentioned he felt sick to his stomach and threw up, right?
All right, let's check one more thing. I'm gonna listen to your breath, okay? This might be a little cold on your back. Deep breath in. And out. Again, big breath inward and outward. One more time. Huge inhale and exhale. There we go. Everything sounds normal.
Oh, what a relief.
It doesn't look like we have any serious problem here. Just make sure he's eating regular, consistent small meals several times a day. Having a stable schedule of snacks to munch on is helpful. Also, remember, add more salt to foods if necessary, and remind him to always drink plenty of water.
Thanks, doctor. We are really grateful for your help.
If the fever stays high, 1 or 2 or higher, I'd like you to come back in to see me, okay?
Will do. Thanks again.
Maravilha, agora é o momento onde você vai me substituir nessa conversa. Então ligue o seu gravador para depois você comparar a sua pronúncia com a minha. Vamos lá?
All right then, how are we doing today? So, what's the matter? Have you taken his temperature? I see. Let me take a look. I'm going to measure his blood pressure and take his temp. All right, buddy. We're going to get you feeling better in no time. I'm going to have you stick your tongue out and up like this so I can take your temperature, okay? Anything else you can tell me about what's going on? Looks like we got a high fever with a temperature of about 101. Let's check your blood pressure. Arm out in front of you, please. There we go. Okay, yep. We have 89 over 60. This is definitely low. Not normal. For a kid of his age, usually numbers should be about 120 over 80. So we need to bring this up a bit. Any other symptoms? Blurry vision, dizziness, weakness in the body, or shortness of breath? All right, let's check one more thing. I'm going to listen to your breath, okay? This might be a little cold on your back. Deep breath in and out. Again, big breath inward and outward. One more time. Huge inhale and exhale. There we go. Everything sounds normal. It doesn't look like we have any serious problem here. Just make sure he's eating regular, consistent small meals several times a day. Having a stable schedule of snacks to munch on is helpful. Also, remember, add more salt to foods if necessary, and remind him to always drink plenty of water. If the fever stays high, 1 or 2 or higher, I'd like you to come back in to see me, okay?
Parabéns! Agora você chegou ao final de mais uma aula. Então agora você é capaz de não somente ligar para o 911, como também ir ao hospital nos Estados Unidos. Não se esqueça de utilizar a regra de 3, assistir pelo menos 3 vezes a esse vídeo. E lembre-se sempre, quanto mais você for repetir, mais você vai aprender, porque practice makes perfect. Então é isso, eu te agradeço muito pelo seu carinho, pela sua atenção, pelo seu tempo. E eu te vejo na nossa próxima aula. See you next class! Bye bye!